Before we do that, I would just like to acknowledge the presence of my family, my siblings who are here. The eldest sa mga kapatid ko, si Kuya Butch. Alam niyo na yung peliedo niya, di ba? You know his family, so I'm not gonna mention his family name. Si Kuya Butch is here. Can you stand para makita ka naman? He is not the tallest in the family, pero siya yung pinakamatalino sa amin lahat. Yan ang panganay, nakukuha lahat ng talino. Kaya yung mga bunso, wala ng talino minsan. Okay? Then, he is with his wife, Jackie. I will not mention her name again. Jackie, can you stand? Ate Jack? Okay. So she sees to it dahil habang tumatanda ako, sumisimple na yung buhay ko. I keep my life simple as it I could. But she always sees to it na kahit simple ang buhay ko, may style pa rin. Okay, so she adds style and class in my life. Then, nandito yung eldest, eto naman yung bunso sa family namin. Okay. Ito yung kinikwento ko palagi sa inyo, kasuntukan ko. Okay? Sabi niya, wag mong sabihin sa church, baka bugbugin ako ng mga tao. No, he is my baby brother and I really love him. Si Roderick, can you stand? Yeah. And his lovely wife, si Minyon. Minyon, can you stand? Okay. So Roderick is not, definitely youngest eh. So he's not the smartest anymore. Yung pinakamatalino yung panganay. But sa amin magkakapatid, siya yung pinaka-bibo. He adds life every time he comes home to the family. Siya nagbibigay ng buhay. Hindi siya matalino, kasing talino ng kuya namin, pero siyang pinakamatangkad sa amin. So ngayon, alam ko nung iniisip nyo paano ako dahil nasa gitna ako eh. Ako naman yung pinakagwapo. Okay? Last but not the least, when my mom died, my mom passed away, hindi pa, we are in a very, yung edad ko, I was a teenager when my mom passed away. So it was a hard year for me. Very difficult life. But someone stepped up. She is a best friend to my mom. But she stepped up and took care of us all. Lahat kami inalagaan niya. Pati yung daddy namin. Kaya pinakasala niya yung daddy namin. Para maalagaan kaming lahat. So my stepmom is here. This is Auntie Minerva. Can you stand? Thank you. So she... Where my mom left off, dun siya nag-umpisa and took care of us until now, prayers and support. So, the rest of my family, my siblings, cannot make it here. But, you know, one day I will introduce them all to you. Introducing them to you is like opening my heart to everyone. Etong side ng buhay ko, nakatago lang yan. Ito na naman tayo. Sorry. But now I'm opening it up so you will know. This is me, my heart, my family. Today we're going to talk about something more important. More important than me or anyone else. We're going to talk about the kingdom of God. And this is very important. Ito yung pinupuntahan natin sa simbahan. We come to church not for anything else. I pray that we don't come to church so we will be entertained. I pray that we don't come to church dahil wala lang tayong mapuntahan. I hope that we come to church not because we just like to be comfortable and sit down, although the church building is not comfortable dahil talagang mainit. I pray that you come here today because you want to know Jesus. Okay? I hope and I really pray that we all come here for Him who died for us. And when you come to see Jesus, you have to understand that you don't see Him only as a man on the cross, but we all have to see Him as our King and Lord. Amen? Anyone who will not recognize Jesus as Lord and King of his life will never know Jesus. The only way to know Him is first you have to acknowledge that He is Lord of all. And today, you're going to talk about His kingdom. Because when we begin to understand the kingdom of God, we will begin to understand who the King is. Many of us don't really know Jesus as King because we don't bother to understand what the kingdom of God is like. When Jesus came to earth, He was speaking about the kingdom of God. Palagi niyang sinasabi niyan, the kingdom of God is like this. The kingdom of God is like this. Why? Because as we begin to understand the kingdom, we begin to understand the King of that kingdom. And today we're going to talk about that kingdom. The scripture says, whether you like it or not, whether you feel it or not, the kingdom of God is within you. Can you tell the person beside you, the kingdom of God is within you? Yeah. And what is this kingdom about? Palagi nating sinasabi yan, the kingdom of God. Well, the kingdom of God is not about eating and drinking and having money, having power, having influence. The kingdom of God is all about joy and peace and righteousness. It's all about faithfulness and kindness. That's what the kingdom is. If we learn to understand that kingdom that is in you will begin to manifest in your life. It will grow. That's why our parable today talks about the seed. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like a seed. The seed, when you plant it, hindi mo nakikita yan. Nobody has seen the process of a seed dying in the ground. Namamatay talaga yung seed sa ground when you plant it. It dies. Walang oxygen doon. But then, in dying, it is risen. Nabubuhay ulit yan. And it comes out. It does not look like a seed anymore when it comes out. It's something else. It's just like the kingdom of God in your life. It is within us, each and every one of us. That kingdom is within us. The peace, the joy, the love, and everything else in that kingdom is within each and every one of us. But as we begin to understand what that kingdom is, pag naiintindihan natin yan and we begin to align our thoughts, align our hearts, align our actions and lives in that kingdom, what happens is that kingdom begins to grow. And it comes out and overflows in your life, touching everyone. Sabi nga dun sa scriptures, you know, when the tree from the seed grows, all the birds will stay and perch on the tree. That tree is our life coming from the seed of the kingdom. We grow and we bring refuge and comfort to everyone we touch in this world. Alam niyo ba yung buhay natin? It really touches people around us. Yesterday, nalaman ko na lang, there was someone who came from Manila who attended my consecration. I did not see him. Sa sobrang daming tao, hindi ko siya nakita. In the reception, he did not come anymore because he had to work. Pumunta lang siya sa consecration. And last night, nalaman ko lang nandito siya. Umattend siya. And sabi niya, I just want you to know I was here, I was present, but hindi mo ako nakita and hindi naman talaga ako nagpapakita because I don't want to disturb you. And sino tong tao na to? Eh, this person was just a little boy when I came to Antique. a little boy with very, very bad ideals. But I took him in and took care of him, fought with him, mahilig makipag-away. And finally, he had to go and work. But that seed, the seed of the kingdom, I was able to plant it in his heart. Now he comes to see me and tells me, "You have made a difference in my life." I did not know. Hindi ko nga alam. Ganun yung impact ko sa buhay niya. And that's how it is when we live out the kingdom of God. It will impact so much in the world. We will cause changes in the world. A bishop, when he comes up the altar, if you notice, he senses the altar. The altar represents the sacrifice of Christ for us. Okay? Hindi pangit ang tingin natin. The death of Jesus in the cross, the world hates that. But for us who follow Christ, the cross is not something we hate. It's something we love in our hearts because it reminds us of the greatest love of all. God sending His Son to the world for us. And the altar is the place where that sacrifice was made. That is where we will also break covenant with the Lord our God. His body and blood, we will partake of that later on from this altar. But also, I would like to point out, the altar also represents the world where we live in. Ito yung mundo. And Christ was given to the world. And every Sunday, a priest and a bishop comes up the altar and he senses it. Ini-incense yung altar. In a way, we're consecrating it. But have you noticed, pag dumadating yung bishop sa corner ng altar, ini-encircle niya? Na-notice nyo yan? Bakit pag nasa corner na si Father June, ini-encircle yan? You know? Because the four corners of this altar represents the four corners of the world. Amen? It represents our world where we live now, kung saan tayo. It's not a coincidence or an accident that you live today. You were not born in the time of the apostles. I wish I was born sa time ng mga apostles. You know? But I was not born there at that time. I was born now in this present time because this is where God wants us to be at the moment. This is our moment. And in our life today at this moment, the Lord has a plan for us. A plan so great beyond we can imagine. Our lives are to hallow the corners of the earth. Wherever God would send us, we become a consecrating element in the world today. Where there is, sabi nga ni St. Francis, where there is hatred, we sow love. Okay? Where there is injury or offenses, we sow pardon and forgiveness. We consecrate the world around us. That's why it represents when the bishop puts the circle there, the circle is symbolic of the eternal God. He does not end. He has no beginning. He has no end. And we circle the four corners of the earth. It means that this is our responsibility as a people. As we have been consecrated by God, cleansed from all our sins, forgiven and pardoned for all our offenses, so now we go out into the world and be ministers of reconciliation. Yan ang trabaho natin. Yung motto nga natin, palagi natin sinasabi, we are blessed to be a blessing. God did not just bless our lives for the sake of blessing us. Hindi tayo blines ni Lord, parang yumaman lang tayo, magpasikat tayo ng yaman natin. Blines tayo ni Lord because He wants us to go into the world and be channels of His blessing in the world. It's not just the bishop, it's not just the priests and the deacons, it's all of us. The bishop just represents the church. But the responsibility to go into the world and make a difference in the world, to consecrate the world around us, is our responsibility, the church. Tell the person beside you, it's your responsibility. Amen. Pag responsibility na, ayaw na natin. Di ba? Pag blessing, gusto-gusto natin. Pagkain, gusto natin. Pero sino maghuhugas ng pinggan? Walang gusto. Okay? Now, before we go to the Gospels, the reading first, sa reading natin, nakita natin, you know, how God can turn something so great into nothing, and how God can turn something that has no value into something great. That's the power of God. Yan ang first reading natin. The second reading speaks about faith. It speaks about faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We live by faith. Faith people understands. Faith people see. Ito nangyayari sa mundo natin. Yeah, we can see things, and you know, ang sinasabi niya, malala na yung mundo natin. Well, that's what everyone sees. But faith people see more than that. You know what I see in the world today? Do you know what I see in the world today? I see the kingdom of God rising up. It is in the darkest hour that the light will shine the brightest. Amen? We are not hopeless as a people. In spite of what we are seeing in the world today, in spite of the confusion and the chaos we see in the world today, the violence around us, the hatred that is going on around us, what I see is hope. Kaya nga tayo nandito eh. Tayo yung pag-asa ng Diyos. He puts us here. Okay? He puts us here with Christ in us. He puts us here because now, with everything that we are seeing, this is now the time that we will let the light of Christ shine. Amen? I have heard of people na hindi naniniwala sa Diyos. Now, they're beginning to come to church already. Okay? Amen? Amen? Have you heard what's happening in Indonesia today? Thousands of Muslims are turning to Christ. Dahil magaling bang simbahan? Dahil ba? No. Ang simbahan kasi nandun lang. Kahit hindi siya nakikita, nandun lang siya. And I believe through the power of God and through the channel of the church, people are now turning to Christ. Atheists, Muslims, Buddhists, they're all turning to Christ. The gospel speaks of two parables, very powerful parables that speaks of the kingdom of God. If we would understand them, we will live powerfully just like that kingdom. The first seed, the first parable speaks of God is mystery. Sabi niya, nagplant ng seed, okay, and it's in the ground, it grew, but they did not know how. In the kingdom of God, there are things we will never know. We will never fathom. Hindi talaga natin maintindihan. I don't understand why I become a bishop. Amen? I never ambitioned myself to become a bishop. You ask my family, they will know. I never wanted to be a bishop. When I was offered a position, I said no. Too much responsibility. I'm not worthy. I'm not up to it. Alam nyo naman ang buhay ko in the past. My family, they know my past. That's why my family, when they're here, they keep me in the ground always. Hindi ako lumilipad. I cannot fly. They keep me in the ground because they know my past. Every saint has a past. But every sinner has a future. Okay? We did not know. You keep on coming to Mass, you keep on listening to the Word of God, you keep going to church, you keep praying every day. There is something happening within you. The kingdom of God is being stirred. The kingdom of God within you, it's coming to life already, and we don't even know it. Why? Because the first parable speaks of mystery. it's not everything you will know, but everything that God said will happen in your life. Amen? The second parable that Jesus talks about, kung yung una is mystery, yung pangalawang parable speaks of majesty. In everything, God will always be majestic. Amen? God will always be glorified in everything. In your life, kung ano man ang pinagdadaanan mo sa buhay, every one of us, we're going through difficult times and crisis. And it seems like God is already insignificant. But believe me, God will always be great. And one day, you will see in your life how God would be glorified in your life. Amen? Circumstances and problems would not keep the Lord down. Yes, there are times you have to go through difficulties. Naikwento ko naman sa inyo yung buhay ko. You know, I have lived a life that, you know, I could not even feed my family. Palagi kong iniisip, Lord, nag-serve ako. Akala ko pag nagsiserve tayo sa Diyos, you know, we will have be more than enough. You know, gaganda ang buhay natin. But how come? Bakit hindi maganda ang buhay ko? Well, I was serving God. I was also steeped into poverty. I did not know that I was a seed being planted and I need to die first. But later on, nandito na ako sa huling yugto ng buhay ko, I'm beginning to see God now, how He is glorified in my life. It's not me. It's the God in me that now is coming forth in my life. Two parables that Jesus speaks about. If you understand the parable, you will know the kingdom of God. If you know the kingdom of God, you will know the king of that kingdom and you will live out in your life the power of that king. But in the gospel, itong sinabi niya, nobody understood the parable. Jesus always speaks in parables so no one can understand. Who can understand then? Sino makakaintindi ng parable nito? Sabi dito sa scriptures, nobody understood the parable, but when they were alone with Jesus, Jesus explained everything. Church, always take time to be alone with Jesus. Maganda yung nagsisimba tayo lahat-lahat. Magkasama tayo nagsisimba pag Linggo. Pero huwag kaligtaan araw-araw gumising and spend quality time with God. 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 10 minutes, it doesn't matter. Every day, if you have this quality time to be alone with Jesus, He will explain everything to us. Nobody understood the parables, but when they were alone with Jesus, Jesus explained to them. So I encourage us in our Christian life, continue to spend time with the Lord. You may not understand what is going on with your life. You may not like what you are seeing in your life, but believe me, a day will come. A day will come. You will witness. You will see the greatness of God's presence in your life. You will see His majesty all around you. It will come. But we need to understand and know the King of the Kingdom. Amen? Spend time with Him. Spend time with Jesus. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Shall we stand?